You will hear a radio interview in which two young journalists called Angus Brown and Yolanda Zouche are talking about their work. For questions 15 to 20, choose the answer A, B, C or D, which fits best according to what you hear. You now have 70 seconds to look at part 3.
Today I'm talking to two young journalists, Angus Brown, a news reporter on a national daily, and Yolanda Zouche, a features writer on a London evening paper. You're both not only successful in your careers, but enthusiastic about them too. What would you say is the most challenging aspect of your work, Yolanda?
I'm tempted to say nothing, really. I like it all, some things more, some less. Our features are a mix of things that have been thought of and researched and written in advance, and more urgent, topical pieces with a quick turnaround. I'm sometimes sent out on a story that's needed for the next day. It's pretty scary when you know you've got just a few hours, and it can involve finding people whose addresses you don't know. That's the same with any story, of course. You'll have to think up ideas for pictures to go with it, and write your piece to a fixed word count. But you soon find yourself doing this automatically.
And what do you both enjoy about your work?
Well, I suppose I'm quite a nosy kind of person, so I love digging out stories that haven't been reported. I'll go from interviewing a singer about a forthcoming tour to investigating some crime, all in one day, perhaps. I'd be bored otherwise, I think, and then it's all got to be presented in a way that will make people want to read it.
And you, Angus?
There's no way I could describe my typical working day. That's the sort of question people often ask, and that's really why I enjoy it so much, I suppose. So many fascinating people to talk to, and so much to learn.
Like several other papers nowadays, Angus, yours has an online version. What do you think is the greatest significance of the change to digital?
It's completely altered the way we think about the news. Things move so very quickly, and we really do need to stay receptive to all the opportunities the medium has opened up. I think maybe more people are better informed these days. We've certainly become a rolling news operation. I can now file a story as soon as it breaks, early, and then update digitally as I find out more. And if I get anything wrong, people are all too quick to point this out on social media.
Finding a job is not easy for anyone. What was it like for you, Angus?
It certainly wasn't easy. People continually told me that print journalism was dead and there was no money in it. But in fact, I had to beat 1,800 applicants to get on the graduate scheme. Before that, I'd been on a couple of temporary work experience placements with a local paper. You can do these to get a taster of the work, but there's no salary. I managed financially because I was doing some part-time teaching at the same time. You really need some sort of support network of people with influence too. Luckily, the work experience provided that.
Tell us what qualities you think a would-be journalist needs, Yolanda.
There's no straightforward answer to that. I've got an English degree and Angus is a historian, I believe. That's his academic background. There are plenty of good courses around, and eventually you'll have to get to grips with some of the technical stuff, like media law and so on. But remember, no one is ever going to employ a shy retiring type with no ideas. Being able to write clearly and quickly and think through a tangle of information is obviously helpful, but these are things you can develop with practice.
And what would you say, Angus, is a good preparation for an aspiring journalist?
I'm wary of long periods of unpaid work experience. You can easily end up doing someone else's job for free, but some is pretty well essential. Listen to people's conversations. It's a great way to get ideas for stories. Everything you see and hear is copy for articles. Being a good writer is obviously an advantage, as I've said, but it's more important to have something to write about. You don't need to be, and probably won't ever become, an expert in anything, but you'll have the chance to engage with a huge variety of different issues and topics.
Thank you both for sharing your ideas and experience.
Now you'll hear part three again.
Today I'm talking to two young journalists, Angus Brown, a news reporter on a national daily, and Yolanda Zouche, a features writer on a London evening paper. You're both not only successful in your careers, but enthusiastic about them too. What would you say is the most challenging aspect of your work, Yolanda?
I'm tempted to say nothing, really. I like it all, some things more, some less. Our features are a mix of things that have been thought of and researched and written in advance, and more urgent, topical pieces with a quick turnaround. I'm sometimes sent out on a story that's needed for the next day. It's pretty scary when you know you've got just a few hours, and it can involve finding people whose addresses you don't know. That's the same with any story, of course. You'll have to think up ideas for pictures to go with it, and write your piece to a fixed word count. But you soon find yourself doing this automatically.
And what do you both enjoy about your work?
Well, I suppose I'm quite a nosy kind of person, so I love digging out stories that haven't been reported. I'll go from interviewing a singer about a forthcoming tour to investigating some crime, all in one day, perhaps. I'd be bored otherwise, I think, and then it's all got to be presented in a way that will make people want to read it.
And you, Angus?
There's no way I could describe my typical working day. That's the sort of question people often ask, and that's really why I enjoy it so much, I suppose. So many fascinating people to talk to, and so much to learn.
Like several other papers nowadays, Angus, yours has an online version. What do you think is the greatest significance of the change to digital?
It's completely altered the way we think about the news. Things move so very quickly, and we really do need to stay receptive to all the opportunities the medium has opened up. I think maybe more people are better informed these days. We've certainly become a rolling news operation. I can now file a story as soon as it breaks, early, and then update digitally as I find out more. And if I get anything wrong, people are all too quick to point this out on social media.
Finding a job is not easy for anyone. What was it like for you, Angus?
It certainly wasn't easy. People continually told me that print journalism was dead and there was no money in it. But in fact, I had to beat 1,800 applicants to get on the graduate scheme. Before that, I'd been on a couple of temporary work experience placements with a local paper. You can do these to get a taster of the work, but there's no salary. I managed financially because I was doing some part-time teaching at the same time. You really need some sort of support network of people with influence too. Luckily, the work experience provided that.
Tell us what qualities you think a would-be journalist needs, Yolanda.
There's no straightforward answer to that. I've got an English degree and Angus is a historian, I believe. That's his academic background. There are plenty of good courses around, and eventually you'll have to get to grips with some of the technical stuff, like media law and so on. But remember, no one is ever going to employ a shy retiring type with no ideas. Being able to write clearly and quickly and think through a tangle of information is obviously helpful, but these are things you can develop with practice.
And what would you say, Angus, is a good preparation for an aspiring journalist?
I'm wary of long periods of unpaid work experience. You can easily end up doing someone else's job for free, but some is pretty well essential. Listen to people's conversations. It's a great way to get ideas for stories. Everything you see and hear is copy for articles. Being a good writer is obviously an advantage, as I've said, but it's more important to have something to write about. You don't need to be, and probably won't ever become, an expert in anything, but you'll have the chance to engage with a huge variety of different issues and topics.
Thank you both for sharing your ideas and experience.
That's the end of part three. Now turn to part four.